Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Imagine a beautiful afternoon. The sun is shining and you get to enjoy it all because you just sat down on your John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what it's like to drive a John Deere mower, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, author of the award-winning book, Money Girl, Smart Moves to Grow Rich. In addition to this show, I also write a free newsletter with tips that are not in the weekly podcast. So be sure to sign up at quickanddirtytips.com. While you're there, connect with me on social media, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or read a transcript of this show, which is episode number 356, called What Are the Roth IRA Rules for Married Couples? A Money Girl reader named Monica recently asked, I'm getting married later this year and we plan on filing taxes jointly, but I just found out that due to our combined income, I won't be eligible for my Roth IRA this year. What do I do if I've already made contributions to the account? In this episode, we'll cover what married couples need to know about contributing to a Roth IRA. You'll find out what to do if getting hitched causes a separation between you and your Roth IRA. A Roth IRA is an individual retirement plan that's similar to a traditional IRA in many ways, but has some key differences that married couples need to know. The major benefits of a Roth are that distributions can generally be made tax-free. You don't have to take withdrawals in retirement, and you can leave funds in the account as long as you live. These advantages don't change when you get married. However, whether you're eligible to make contributions in the first place and the amounts you can put in each year hinge on your income and tax filing status. You'd think that the contribution limit for a married couple would be double what it is for a single, but it's actually much less. Getting married means you can no longer file taxes as a single. Married couples must choose to file taxes either as married filing jointly or married filing separately. If you're married on the last day of the year, the IRS considers you to have been married for the entire year for tax purposes. No matter your tax filing status, the maximum amount you can contribute to either a traditional or a Roth IRA or a combination of both for 2014 is $5,500. Now, you're eligible for an additional catch-up contribution of $1,000 if you're age 50 or older, for a total contribution of $6,500. Unlike a traditional IRA, you become ineligible to make contributions to a Roth IRA when you're considered a high earner. In other words, when you have taxable income over a certain amount, you're simply not allowed to contribute to your Roth for that tax year. Here are the Roth IRA limits for 2014. They apply to your adjusted gross income, depending on your tax filing status. If you file taxes as single, head of household, or married filing separately and not living with your spouse, the limit is $129,000. If you file as married filing jointly or as a qualifying widow or widower, the limit is $191,000. And if you file as married filing separately but living with your spouse at any time during the year, the limit is $10,000. Note that the income thresholds for married couples apply to their combined income. For instance, when a married couple files jointly and has household adjusted gross income over $191,000, both spouses are ineligible to contribute to a Roth IRA. So exceeding the allowable income limit means that both Monica and her new spouse will be ineligible to contribute to a Roth IRA. But even if you earn less than the Roth IRA contribution limits, there are still restrictions on how much you can contribute when your income falls into certain income ranges or phase-out zones below the upper limits that I just mentioned. Here are the phase-out limits for adjusted gross income for 2014.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic Raised Bed and Garden Soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
Home isn't just a place, it's a state of mind. Like curling up in a comfy chair while it's cold outside. With a warm drink, or maybe even a wine in hand. As you watch the world go by outside your window.
Short rib.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking.
Which is why at Delta, our people do our best to make you feel at home.
Refill?
Long before you get there. Delta, keep climbing.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. If you file as single, head of household, or married filing separately and not living with your spouse, the phase-out income range is from $114,000 to $129,000. If you file as married filing jointly or as a qualifying widow or widower, the range is from $181,000 to $191,000. And if you file as married filing separately, but living with your spouse at any time during the year, the phase-out range is from $0 to $10,000. Having income in a phase-out zone means you can still put money in a Roth IRA, but you can't contribute the maximum amount of $5,500 or $6,500 for 2014. To learn more about how to calculate your eligible contribution amount, see IRS Publication 590, Individual Retirement Arrangements, or consult with your accountant or retirement plan custodian. If you're like Monica and find out that you've already contributed too much to a Roth IRA, there's an easy way to fix it. Simply withdraw the contributions before the due date for filing your tax return. For instance, if you over-contribute for 2014, withdraw excess contributions and their earnings before the tax filing deadline in April 2015. And there's even more good news. If you miss the tax filing deadline, you still have time to correct excess Roth IRA contributions. You can withdraw them within 6 months after the due date for your return by filing an amended tax return. Additionally, you can apply the excess contributions from 1 year to a later year, as long as they don't exceed your maximum allowable limit for the future year. Your account custodian can calculate the exact amount you need to withdraw or apply to a future year and make sure the transaction is completed on time. If you fail to move funds to a future year or miss the deadline to make a withdrawal, you'll be subject to a 6% tax on excess contributions in your Roth IRA. Congratulations to Monica for her upcoming wedding. Being ineligible to contribute to a Roth IRA doesn't change her account in any way. She can keep it indefinitely and buy and sell the investments held in the account as she likes. She just can't make any new contributions. And if the IRS changes the rules and allows higher Roth IRA income limits, or if Monica's household income decreases, she may be eligible to make contributions again in the future. But don't stop investing just because you become ineligible to contribute to a Roth IRA. There are too many great benefits that you'll be missing. Instead, put your money in a retirement plan at work, a traditional IRA, or a retirement account for the self-employed if you work for yourself. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.